Sesudah Abimelekh mati, bangkitlah Tolak, anak Puah, anak Dodo, seorang Isahar, untuk menyelamatkan orang Israel. Dia tinggal di Samir, di pegunungan Efraim. Di
Chapter 10. And after Abimelech there arose to defend Israel Tola the son of Puah the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar, and he dwelt in Shamir in Mount Ephraim.
Dia menjadi hakim atas orang Israel selama 23 tahun. Kemudian dia mati dan dikuburkan di Samir.
And he judged Israel 23 years and died and was buried in Shamir.
Sesudah dia Yair, orang Gilead, bangkit dan menjadi hakim atas orang Israel selama 22 tahun.
And after him arose Jair, a Gileadite, and judged Israel 22 years.
Ia memiliki 30 anak laki-laki yang menunggangi 30 keledai jantan dan mempunyai 30 kota yang sampai hari ini disebut Hawot Yair di tanah Gilead.
He had 30 sons that rode on 30 ass colts, and they had 30 cities which are called Havoth Jair unto this day, which are in the land of Gilead.
Lalu Jair mati dan dikuburkan di Kamon.
And Jair died and was buried in Kamon.
Orang-orang Israel melakukan yang jahat di mata Tuhan.
Mereka melayani Baal dan Asbarek. Kepadailah orang Aram, kepadailah orang Sidon, ilah orang Moab, ilah orang Amon, dan ilah orang Filistin.
Mereka meninggalkan Tuhan dan tidak melayaninya.
And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and served Baalim, and Ashtaroth, and the gods of Syria, and the gods of Zidon, and the gods of Moab, and the gods of the children of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines, and forsook the Lord and served not him.
Lalu murka Tuhan pun bangkit atas orang Israel. Dan dia menyerahkan mereka ke dalam tangan orang Filistin dan orang Amon.
And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hands of the Philistines, and into the hands of the children of Ammon.
Pada tahun itu, mereka menindas dan menginjak orang Israel selama 18 tahun, yaitu seluruh orang Israel yang ada di seberang sungai Yordan di tanah orang Amori di Gilead.
And that year they vexed and oppressed the children of Israel 18 years, all the children of Israel that were on the other side Jordan in the land of the Amorites, which is in Gilead.
Orang Amon juga menyeberangi sungai Yordan untuk berperang melawan suku Yehuda, suku Benyamin, dan keturunan Efraim, sehingga orang Israel sangat menderita.
Moreover, the children of Ammon passed over Jordan to fight also against Judah, and against Benjamin, and against the house of Ephraim, so that Israel was sore distressed.
Lalu orang Israel berseru kepada Tuhan, katanya, kami berdosa terhadap engkau, sebab kami telah meninggalkan Allah kami dan melayani para Baal.
And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, saying, we have sinned against thee, both because we have forsaken our God, and also served Baalim.
Tuhan berkata kepada orang Israel, bukankah aku yang menyelamatkan kamu dari orang Mesir, orang Amorit, orang Amon, orang Filistin?
The Lord said unto the children of Israel, did not I deliver you from the Egyptians, and from the Amorites, from the children of Ammon, and from the Philistines?
Orang Sidon, orang Amalek, dan orang Maon yang menindas kamu, lalu kamu berseru kepadaku, dan aku menyelamatkan kamu dari tangan mereka.
Sidonians also, and the Amalekites, and the Moanites, did oppress you, and ye cried to me, and I delivered you out of their hand.
Kan tetapi engkau meninggalkan aku dan melayani ilah-ilah lain.
Karena itu, aku tidak akan menyelamatkan kamu lagi.
Yet ye have forsaken me, and served other gods, wherefore I will deliver you no more.
Pergi, dan berserulah kepada ilah-ilah yang kau pilih itu. Biarlah mereka menyelamatkan kamu pada waktu kesesakanmu.
Go and cry unto the gods which ye have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation.
Orang Israel berkata kepada Tuhan, kami telah berdosa. Lakukanlah segala yang baik di matamu kepada kami. Hanya, tolong lepaskan kami pada hari ini.
The children of Israel said unto the Lord, We have sinned. Do thou unto us whatsoever seemeth good unto thee. Deliver us only, we pray thee, this day.
Mereka pun menjauhkan ilah-ilah asin dari antara mereka, lalu melayani Tuhan.
Lalu, dia bersedih atas penderitaan mereka.
They put away the strange gods from among them, and served the Lord, and his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel.
Orang-orang Amon dikerahkan dan berkemah di Gilead, sedangkan orang Israel berkumpul dan berkemah di Miska.
Then the children of Ammon were gathered together and encamped in Gilead, and the children of Israel assembled themselves together and encamped in Mizpah.
Para pemimpin bangsa di Gilead berkata, seorang kepada yang lain, siapakah orang yang memulai peperangan melawan orang-orang Amon, dialah yang akan menjadi kepala atas seluruh penduduk Gilead.
And the people and princes of Gilead said one to another, what man is he that will begin to fight against the children of Ammon? He shall be head over all the inhabitants of Gilead.